This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. There is a vibrant market for U.S. red meat in South Korea. We'll have more right after this.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
An agribusiness trade mission organized by the USDA Foreign Agricultural Service is underway in Seoul, South Korea, led by Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor. The U.S. Meat Export Federation helped coordinate the store visits, and trade mission participants observed in-store sampling promotions of U.S. pork and beef at E-Mart Traders. USMEF Vice President of Asia-Pacific Jihae Young joined the Undersecretary to highlight the success of U.S. red meat in Korean retail.
The USDA Undersecretary Alexis Taylor and the other delegation members visited the key retail chain, including E-Mart Traders and the Lotte Mart and other wet market in Korea, to take a first-hand look at how the U.S. food items are being sold in Korean retail store. And USMEF could successfully showcase the U.S. beef and pork, and the USMEF has taken advantage of her presence to highlight the importance of the U.S. beef in the Korea market, taking advantage of the Korea-U.S. free trade agreement. Currently, U.S. beef is subject to 5.3% tariff, while the Australia, our biggest competitor in the market, is still subject to 10.6%.
Tariff reductions under the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement have also bolstered consumer demand, as U.S. beef is now subject to just a 5.3% duty that will phase to zero by 2026. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.